going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Mix 94.7.
They were ghosted after a date and want to know why. It's time for Waiting by the Phone.
All right, Alex and Audrey, we got Corey on the phone who has been ghosted. Good morning, Corey.
Hey, good morning, guys. Hey.
Good morning.
Talk to us. What happened? We're going to try to get some answers for you in a second.
Okay, so I went on this really nice date, but I haven't heard back from her since.
Okay.
I'm not under any illusions like this was my wife or anything like that. Or it was the best date of all time, but I did have a lot of fun, and I just wanted to see where it would go.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
We met up for drinks, you know, which I feel like is perfect because it's easy to break the ice and people are more honest, you know?
Mm-hmm. They're more honest because of the alcohol?
Yep.
Yeah. You know, it's easy to break the ice.
Yeah. Okay.
We had a similar sense of humor, personality, and I felt like, you know, there was something there.
All right.
I could say anything to her. I haven't felt like this on a first date in a while, so I was like,
"Don't get emotional on us, bro. Come on now.
You went from so high to like so sappy.
Come on, pull it together.
Wow.
All right. You know, I've had a pretty bad string of first dates, so this one was like, it was growing on me, and then it clearly is not going anywhere because I'm not hearing anything back.
All right.
I just want to know why.
Just want to find out what's going on. All right, we get it. Shanna, I just want to say thank you so much. Talking about your business on the radio is awkward.
Yeah.
And we do thank you very much. So do we misjudge this? Did Corey do something that he can learn from? What's the skinny? Like, why did you stop texting with him?
Well, y'all, let me just say this date was bizarre.
Okay, in what way?
Well, I just think there's certain things you don't talk about on dates, especially first dates, or things you just don't bring up. And I just don't think Corey has dated a lot to really know that.
Politics, religion, what else? What are some of the don't talk about?
How about other people that you're going out on dates with?
Currently?
Yes, like. There's a way to bring up former relationships, I think, like once you're like, you know, like talking about what you want or what hasn't worked in the past. But there's a way to bring that up at some point.
Mm-hmm.
But like, y'all, this is our first date and he's telling me about dates he went on last week and the weekend before.
Mm.
No, like, why are you telling me this? I was like, hello, like, I don't know if you're trying to impress me or.
Okay. Put yourself in this situation, Audrey. You're going out with a guy, and if he's telling a crazy story, like, oh my God, you'll never believe this date I went on last weekend.
Uh-huh.
He tells this crazy, this woman, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
Is that humorous? Are you just providing entertainment for the date? Or are you like, why are you telling me about a girl you went out with last week before you guys even met for the first time?
There is a decision maker here, and that is, was it before he met me or since he's known me?
Oh.
So if we've been talking, I don't want to know about anyone else you're talking to or you going out since we've been getting to know each other.
Okay.
If it was before you met me, Because I want, in my mind, the second you met me, it was game over with everyone else.
Really? Ooh.
No, well, I know it's not the case, right. But like, I don't want you to tell, like, because then usually what goes on with these guys is if we've been talking and we were talking throughout the course of the weekend, they tell me what they're doing that weekend. Mm-hmm. And they never tell me they're out with someone else. So that means A, he either lied to me at one point, or B, he just omitted that information.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
It's very honest, though. I like that.
She's talking about the guys. Meanwhile, right. You're talking to 22 guys on the side, too.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. That's why I like the openness of it. You're defining the relationship before the relationship even starts.
Yeah, I'm with Audrey on this, though. Like, mm-hmm. He was, like, telling me details of, like, what they did, telling me about the girls, like, even what they look like, or, like, why it didn't really work out, and... like, maybe he was trying to explain that it didn't work out and that, I don't know, y'all, like, that I was a better fit. But, like, it made me feel weird. Mm. Like, I don't know if he was trying to maybe make me jealous.
Mm-hmm.
I was repulsed by the whole thing. Like, I'm not wasting my time to sit here and talk about other girls that you've been dating. Like, that's not interesting to me. It's almost like he didn't have anything else to contribute, you know? Like, he wasn't interesting.
Corey, were you trying to make her jealous?
No. I wasn't trying to make you jealous at all. I'm sorry if I made you feel weird, but I just felt like we should start off by being honest.
Like Alex said there.
Those days just came up because we were talking about our past weeks, and that's what I did in my past weeks, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Open book right there.
Did you say it wrong, though, maybe?
I don't think so. I just tried to be, you know, it was just like open, and I was showing you a reason why it didn't work out with them, and I really wanted to be there with you. Maybe it wasn't the best decision, but, you know, neither was ghosting me. We're all adults.
Oh, wow. In the face.
Don't like that.
I can handle it.
Okay, if you're such an adult, why don't you just handle it and not put our unrelationship on blast on the radio? That doesn't seem very adult-like to me.
Oh,
like,
wait. Now you're attacking
us.
These
two, they both were acting reasonable.
No, let him finish. This is great.
Until the end.
Know. They lost me.
Well, obviously, this is not a match. Okay, we get it. Mm-hmm. We get it. We'll let y'all go, but we wish you both good luck. And again, Shannon, thank you very much for coming on the radio with us.
I know.
Of course, like, it's fine. I just, you know... I don't kiss and tell. I don't go on bad dates and tell. I just keep that to myself. And this guy clearly likes to just tell. He's telling about our date that, like, didn't work out. Like, just, I don't know. There's things you don't need to share. And maybe in the future he can just share less.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth. For a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection. Because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.